Happy Valentine's Day, Tippendales. It is Wednesday, February 14th, 2024. I'm Arielle Nissenblatt. That's Ned Donovan. This is Daily Tips That May or May Not Help You with us, Arielle and Ned. And Ned, you have a tip for Valentine's Day, sort of, but mostly it's about being married. What's
sort
it about?
This is a tip for, yeah, your Valentine, I guess. So when my wife and I got engaged, we made a wedding registry. Here is my tip for the day for those of us on wedding registry websites. My wife and I made a mistake, which is we put far too much glassware on our wedding registry. And first, what it turns out is people love to buy glassware off a registry site.
Why do you think that is?
I actually don't know.
Please let us know, listeners,
yeah,
viewers.
If you have an idea for this, but we threw a lot of things on our registry because we knew, like, we wouldn't get everything, but we needed some glassware. So we threw a bunch of, like, funky glassware on. And the first thing anyone bought was all of the glassware, like in a run. So my recommendation for you, if you're making a registry, put only things on there you know you want. And if the registry clears, you can always add more.
What is your favorite piece of glassware that you received?
I'm going to show you. Hold on.
Okay.
And then I'll describe it to the audiences.
Okay, very good.
1 second. And we're back.
Yeah.
So for those of you who know me for any reason other than this podcast, you know that I play a lot of tabletop games. And to play a lot of these games, you need dice. And we found these cups that also look a little bit like a 20-sided die on the bottom. And so for those of you at home, it's a rocks glass, like an oversized rocks glass that has a very angular base that is sort of like one half of a 20-sided die. And then it has sort of like a painted gold rim. So it is my favorite piece of glassware we got off our
Thank
registry.
You for having an answer to that question.
I love glassware. Like, I know why
you
we put it on the registry.
Yeah.
It just wasn't smart.
You just didn't need all of it. You just didn't need all of it. So thank you, Ned.
You're so welcome. And for those of you listening to the podcast, follow us on social media. For those of you on social media, subscribe to the podcast.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Go back and forth, you guys. Bye.
If you're a podcast host, listen up. This one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up. This one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.